Good morning and welcome to another wonderful Wednesday. It's good to see everybody. Starting a new book, new Sefer, Sefer Shmos. It has a title, the impression give it different names. One of them is Sefer Geula. And our first impression is actually is quite the reverse. It's a Sefer is describing slavery and torture and difficulty, which we emphasize quite a bit, Pesach time and throughout the year. And suddenly the Sefer is given the title of the Sefer of our Redemption, which is an upbeat and positive message when we feel actually our first impressions of the Sefer are actually quite negative. But a quick notice, a quick review shows us there's only one perek out of 40 that actually talks about the slavery and the difficulties. By Marus Chayayim, by Perek Beis, which is Mamish right already in the second Leah, we have the birth of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is already the key to the Gula, to the future. And beginning with that, Moshe Rabbeinu appears on the scene, and already he goes to the Sna, he gets his message, and he's already on his mission to save the Jewish people. So really, 39 out of 40 prakim of Shmos are on the upbeat and positive. It's a little bit of a process, it's not so simple, but it actually turns the corner. The critical stage of Shmos already happens at the beginning of Perek Beis. It came out on the first page of the Sefer. So it is a Sefer Gula in all regards. I always feel that a critical transition and moment during Shmos is when Klal Yisrael cries out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It says, by Yamim Harim Ben Ahim, when the Jewish people were suffering and Paro died, by Yizaku, Klal Yisrael cried out, V'tal Shabbasam Elokim Min Avodah. And that is already where the Sefer changes. The Tfilos of Klal Yisrael make a difference. Throughout the Sefer, throughout all of the Chumash, Tfilos are always present and very prominent as things occur. Things don't happen on their own, things happen because tefillah is always there. Even every time Paro said to Moshe, please have this stop, have this particular makkah end and cease, the next pasuk gives Moshe daven to Hashem and then it stopped. It doesn't happen on its own. Moshe always has to go and ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the point I want to make briefly for us today, is that tefillah is not just something that we do. It's an essential part of our every aspect and every event in our life. I thought of a following mashal I could share. If you ever go to the bank, and when you turn in line and you talk to the teller, all of a sudden they open up this drawer, and you look in there and you see that they're dealing, you know, and then the person behind them, one of the supervisors, walking around with all these wads of money, and they're handing out these banded money, you know, with thousands and thousands of dollars. I don't know how much this person makes per hour, you know, this teller, but they're handling thousands and thousands of dollars, and the supervisors and the safe, it means not too much to them. They just take it as a matter of stress. Like they're handling potatoes as far as they're concerned, because the truth is, it means nothing to them. They're thinking of their paycheck at the end of the week, whatever it's going to be, but this money's not theirs. It's just moving it around, and it's all monitored and counted. If there's even a dollar missing, they're going to be held accountable, so they can't take it with them. They can't put it in their pocket and slip away with it. Handling a very, very valuable tool means nothing if it's not relevant to you. But that same person, if all that money was theirs, and every decision they made $10,000, or lost $20,000, or invested, or able to buy something, or acquire a building, or acquire a business, if it was their money, it would be completely different. The same exact movements, but it means completely different. Even if it's a daily thing, day after day, if you're handling something very valuable, very resourceful, but it means something to you, and there's something happening as a result of it, not just moving it for somebody else, that would be a different decision, a different type of life. Tfilos are not something we're throwing darts at a board, and maybe once in a while we're going to hit something, and maybe someone will come later and notice, did we do something? A tefillah is not a random act, and it's not something we do just all the time. Every tefillah is hitting a mark. There's a mitzvah, ul'avdo b'chol avavchem. And if HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us a mitzvah to daven, the avodah shebelev is tefillah. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu was commanding us to daven, it's not a joke. Why would he tell us to daven if it didn't mean something? And it doesn't mean something sometimes or on occasion or maybe. It means something every time. There are rules and guidelines which we're hoping to elaborate in the next couple of weeks, because I want to be brief, of how a tefillah can be most effective and how powerful it can be. But suffice it to say, and with this I'm going to conclude, that we are here, are in the most powerful position as far as tefillos for Klal Yisrael can be concerned. We're in a Makom Torah. We're in a Beis Medrash where Torah is learned all day. We're among other young men who are dedicated and working very hard at a difficult schedule, but are learning Torah with Mesiras Nefesh. We're davening with a minyan. Put those things together, you'll see as we talk the next couple of weeks that there almost cannot be a better tefillah than that. Each one of our tefillahs is multiplied exponentially, and they are effective, and they're hitting their mark. If our kavana could be sharpened, we are definitely in a position to change the world. Things are happening up in the Shemayim, they're happening down here, they're happening in our Beis Medrash, and our tefillahs are helping ourselves and helping others. Every tefillah, it's not like a teller handling money, which we are. Everyone who opens up a siddur is handling thousands and thousands and thousands of zechuyos, and it makes a difference to the world. But the reason why they pay no attention, because it doesn't mean anything to them, we have a job to realize that we are actually handing a tool which is very meaningful to us. We should realize we're the ones who are making those calls and decisions. Every time we open our mouth and say a tefillah, these things were designed, they're from the Nevi'im, Anshei Knesset Agdola, and the design of how a tefillah is most effective is right here and now, how we're doing it. It's very effective, there's a mitzvah, Kadosh Baruch Hu is listening and he wants us to do it right. So let's learn the lesson of Sefer HaGeula. Vayizaku b'nei Yisrael Hashem, and the world changed as a result of the tefillos. Let's keep our sitters as something which is an important tool for us. Let's treat every opportunity to daven as a wonderful, wonderful treasure, and that will hit its mark every time. Yeah, I gotta work on it. Treasure is always the house of 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 the house of